Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
We're back once again. It is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Coming to you live every Sunday. That's a lie. Coming to you every Sunday at 10 p.m. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
I'm Parts Unknown, and we are here to spread the glory that is independent music. And last week, we debuted the Out of Sights, yep. And this week, we're debuting another band, and then we're going to play more Out of Sights, and then the other band, and then another thing, and the stuff, and...
And in between, we'll say stuff and play trailers for all movies that are not in the theaters.
And we'll hawk our own wares, as it were.
Yes.
Because we're Creature Features, and we have all these blogs and pods and podcasts and vlogs and things and games from Mattel and everything. We're crazy.
Because we're just a couple of hawkers.
Yeah. And we're just a couple of guys who are doing a lot of stuff and not making much money at it. And we need help.
That's right. Help me, like the fly would say.
Yeah. Well, that first fly was rough.
But are you talking about
the first?
You're not talking about the Vincent Price. You're talking about Jeff Goldblum.
The first fly. Jeff Goldblum fly.
Yeah, that was a good movie. The second one, not so much.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw the original Vincent Price one.
You never saw the original? Oh my God, that's such a great movie.
I don't think so.
We'll do it for Robot a Go Go.
Was it the same premise?
Yeah, same thing.
Just not as
David Edison from Voice of the Bottom of the Sea is a doctor. He's trying to do a machine that telepathically transports you, and a fly accidentally comes in, and he gets boggled up. His genes get all messed up with the fly. So you got the little fly with his head, and he's got the fly head, and all good in the world of sci-fi from the 50s. And of course, Vincent Price is there. And Vincent Price is not the main actor, so it's one of the movies there where he's a cast member, but not the not the lead. Even though he's in a lot of the movie, David Edison actually plays the doctor who becomes the fly and wears like a big thing over his head to cover up his big old fly head. And
that's cool.
It's all good and groovy and 50s, and we'll do that on Slow Robot.
Yes, we will. That sounds like a good plan. Right at the start of the show, rest in peace, Roddy Piper.
Sad. Unexpected. So terrible. Unexpected, yeah.
Yep, he passed away last night, and you will be missed, Roddy.
Was he still doing events for...
I don't know about that. I'm sure these guys never go away, yeah. But, his movies, we loved every one of those movies he was in, we thought were funny and cool. And
especially They Live, that's a great movie. Need to watch that. People out there.
Yes, you do. All right, let's get right into our new music. This is our newest addition to our awesome stable of cool indie music. This is the Hula Girls.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
Time's running. not that far away. Hawaii's just out of my reach. Hawaii's not that far away. Hawaii makes me dream. Well, maybe on a big steamship I'll show up somewhere. Flying jet airplane I'll be calling your name. Maybe on a submarine I can make a scene. Whatever it takes to reach, I'll meet you on the beach. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hawaii's not that far away. Hawaii's just out of my reach. Hawaii's not that far away. Hawaii makes me dream.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was the Hula Girls. You can check them out on Facebook. They have a really cool page. They were founded in 2008 from Costa Mesa, California. So much coming out of California. They are a genre mix of hula-billy, rockabilly, swing, jazz, and Hawaiian. Boy, can't say enough good about them. Really dig their sound. It's very refreshing to get some of these different genres melding together in a cool, hip way, hip cats. So check them out on Facebook, Hula Girls.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I will go. Hey, go. And why don't you go to these new places that you can go check out our musings, as it were.
Oh.
If you like the way we speak, you might really love the way we type and write.
Oh, you mean our blogs?
We both have blogs that you should go to early and often.
Aren't we clever young men?
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Yours is, like, crazy popular. What?
People love comics, man. Destination Nightmare, comic book blog.
So what's the
people
web,
love them.
Yeah, what's the web address? How do they get
there? www.creatforever.com or just Google Destination Nightmare blog, and you know, there's a thousand postings on there with a thousand
it's
comic
so crazy.
Book stories.
And that yours is the top one on that search because it's amazing. Like,
yeah, there's a lot.
So much traffic. Mine not so popular, but hey,
you're starting.
I'm starting out.
You're the little engine that could.
I'm hoping. Mine's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. So
yes.
What is it? www.thewannabehotrodder.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if the does in front of it. Ugh. See, I don't know. I just write the post.
Just Google it. You'll find it. It's on there. I've done it before. And you can go to my Destination Nightmare blog, and you can find the Wannabe Hot Rodder and all that.
Just links.
Stuff. And the creature feature and all our stuff.
There's just links everywhere. So, yeah, why don't you go check out those blogs if you're sitting in a cube farm somewhere, toiling away under the oppression of the whip and the thumb.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it'll brighten your day.
The man, dude.
Yeah, man, bringing you down.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
All right, so yeah. So you off air, we were talking about, I'm very excited for an upcoming road trip that I'm going to hit up many record stores and Goodwills along the way. I'm going all the way up to Kansas City, Missouri, and road tripping back down.
You should film it.
I might take the rig with, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I always buy up records to, you know, sometimes they're pretty goofy. What you had said you found a new...
Well, I was doing some vinyl, and believe me, it becomes a painstaking experience sometimes.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
You're talking about the USB ones where you plug it in and ingesting it. You're kind of digitizing your beloved vinyl.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to go through the vinyl. You know, you're going to find clicks and pops. You know what really stinks is that on a couple of my vinyls, I hear there's these big clicks and some skips. And I know I cleaned it, but when you get up close, you'll see like a little embedded piece of dirt. And boy, that's hard to get out of there.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't skip, it can have a noisy click or whatever. Oh, so I go on YouTube and I go, well, let me find out how to use the click and pop remover and this and that. And some guy on there is like a 5-minute video. It gives you some nice tips on how to do it.
Uh-huh.
One of them is if you get a really bad, I mean, if it's skip record, well, you know, I don't, you got that.
Well, that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. But if it's a big click that's bothering you, there is a way on there. You got to go up real close. You got to hit the zoom and you got to go real close. Put an arrow exactly where that click is, and you go real close. That'll take you right to it, and you'll see like the waves, the musical waves, and then you'll see like a really big nasty one. You highlight it, and you go to like your effects, and there's one that's called repair. That one most likely will repair it, but if it doesn't repair it good enough within the Audacity, because you're using the program Audacity, there's a pen tool, which I had no idea what it's for. You can get that pen tool and go through the middle line and like go through it and remove the entire click out of it with the pen tool. If there's like a really bad click, which I did it to a couple of my records.
Right.
So I said, that's cool. Then, of course, there's the remove clicks
there's
and pops.
There's like filters
buttons.
That says like noise reduction and some of that.
Yeah, there's a click and remove clicks and pops, which will do a lot of them, but it won't do everything. The second one that I found that was interesting was like if you have a record that sounds good, but it's got a lot of like, you know, in it, you know, what I did a couple times, well, a couple of songs, is I recorded it. I went to the beginning where the surface noise was, and there's another button called noise removal. And what you do is that you highlight like a 2 seconds of like the, you know, the just the noise, no music, just the surface noise. You go like it'll, and then you click noise removal, and it'll say like they'll have a button there that says like check noise removal or gauge noise removal or something. You click that, then it shuts off. Then you hit Command A, which highlights the whole song. Then you hit Command R, and that'll start the noise removal.
It renders it. So you basically, it takes that as a sample,
yeah.
So it can say how much is there, and then it would, then you highlight the whole thing, and then you hit render, and that applies that filter to the entire song.
And it did and it did get rid of a lot of surface noise on the record. Now it will get, you got to be careful, because if the song that you're recording has some really low singing or really low, it does get a, kill a little bit of low frequency. But if in a rock record, or in like a record that's not like real dynamic or really low singing or whatever, you're not going to notice a difference. And boy, those records sound clean. Now, of course, you know, you're going to have this, it won't get rid of the little bitty clicks, because sometimes those are tough. And if a record's got a bunch of them, I'm not going to go individually to get rid of them, because I'm not that crazy about it. But you could do it if you really wanted to that bad.
Let me ask you this question about that. Like, I kind of always left them in because I actually like that.
Sure.
Obviously not the really bad ones.
The really bad ones are annoying.
But I, you know, I kind of like hearing the needle drop, hearing some of that stuff. I don't know why. It kind of creates in my mind, it creates a different feel to everything.
It does create it, but it does get annoying if there's a lot of them.
If there's a lot, I'm sure, yeah.
And if the surface noise is like really audible, even throughout some of the middle parts of the song.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Then
like,
it gets really...
So if it's kind of like inundating, or if it's something that takes you out of the whole experience, then you'd want to get rid of it.
If you hear a little bit at the beginning, that's okay, because it's just there and it reminds you that it's a record.
Reminds you of like better times, man.
But if you're like in the middle of the song and you're still hearing that, you know, that
like,
stuff,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of annoying after a while, so I kind of want to get rid of it. And it did it on some, and it didn't do it on other. It works really well, like, to get rid of
but
it
not
at the
always,
beginning,
yeah.
But it won't do it always. But it was little interesting tricks that I didn't know about, because Audacity has like 8,000
effects
on it. I didn't know the pen tool. I didn't know anything.
Like most computer programs, you know, I do a lot in Photoshop and Illustrator and all that stuff. I know about 3% of the program.
Honestly,
Audacity is the same way. I just look at it as a quick and nasty editor tool, and it can. I'm sure it can do plenty. I use it for very rarely any editing. I just, you know, and slash, and off we go.
I mean, basically with Audacity, if you had a song that was really ratty, and you really needed to fix it, you probably could fix it and take most of it out of it. If you really that's painstaking. I mean, if you want to do it for a living and they're going to pay you big bucks to do it, I'll be glad to do it. But like you said, as far as a record goes, if it's not annoying, I don't mind hearing like the vinyl. That's part of the charm of it, to know that it is vinyl and not to hide the fact. But you'll always hear the little clicks in the background anyway. You know, so.
All right, we talked a lot. That's okay. Let's drop in some Out of Sights. You know what? I think the Out of Sights are in the same area as the Hula Girls. Okay. I bet you they do shows together. That'd be an awesome show, man.
You never know.
Only, what is it? Only the Shadow Knows?
The Shadow Knows.
Only the Shadow Knows.
He's not talking, though.
No, he's very quiet. Okay, here's some Out of Sights.
My name is Ash, and I am a slave.
Call me an all-hound dog. times I said incline. So many times you told me lies. Don't you know you made me blue. Don't you care for me, girl? Is your love for me, girl, now is it real? So many times you put me down. So many times you ran around. Don't you care for me, girl? I remember all the time that you kissed and held me tight, always in my arms and by my side. But now with each passing day, your love seems to fade away. A love that was strong now has surely died. Don't you know I love you, girl? Don't you know that you send my heart a whirl? For you, girl, I would do most anything to keep you up to everything. Don't you know I love you, girl?
Any girl like Super Chick.
Yo.
Mistress of the martial arts.
Oh, yo.
All woman and all that every woman wants to be.
I do what I want. And right now, I want you.
Don't miss Super Chick.
I'm much more than you've ever had before.
A Crown International release.
You can talk about the things that you wanna hear. You can talk about the way you wanna treat it, dear. You can talk about the men that have done you wrong. Now listen here, baby, it's the same old song.
Come on,
come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on,
don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. Game that is easily played. It takes two willing people that feel the same. You may not have had it, baby, in the past, but I'm your Prince Charming coming along at last.
Come on,
come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
come on, pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on,
don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. Let me be your lover, let me be the one that holds you in my arms beneath the stars above. Now I can see your future and it looks real bright. Come on, pretty baby, make you feel alright. So, don't you hold back, turn the lights down low. Now I'm in the mood for some loving right now. Come on, pretty baby, let me show you
Let me be the one that holds you in my arms beneath the stars above. Now I can see your future and it looks real bright. Come on, pretty baby, make it feel alright.
Come on!
Come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on!
But don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go.
I lost my mind? Obviously, because I just did, I think, like a four shot of the Out of Sights. I played Bird Dog and My Baby's Gone Away, and then on the other side of the, on this side of the break, I played Let Yourself Go, Shake, Shout, and Go. The Out of Sights are, what is it, America's number one lounge band?
Beat band?
I don't know. Very cool. Go check them out. They have, you can check them out on Facebook, of course, just search The Out of Sights. Or you can go to theoutofsights.com, and that's going to pull up the band's information and calendar and store and photos and contact info and things and stuff. And they are a very cool, very fun band. I would, of course, suggest you hit them up. And I remember, I don't know if you listened last week.
Oh, look at the Splatter record.
That's the one I got.
That's the one you got? Yeah.
I remember last week when we did the reveal. Man, that record is the coolest of cool. So check them out and support the bands that support us. And hey, let's just go right back to the Hula Girls, shall we?
More music.
Why not, right? Less talking, more music is the way to go.
If there's anything that this horrible tragedy can teach us, it's that a male model's life is a precious, precious commodity. Just because we have chiseled abs and stunning features, it doesn't mean that we too can't not die in a freak gasoline fight accident.
Thank you. is nice. I'll throw a load of the door. Wolf that now ain't just a moon. Fool the Billy Honey, let's get drunk tonight. But a sandboard for a dive, yeah, don't want that, my bro. Long good, yeah, small water, feel like I'm on the boat.
A bit of a serious note. Obviously, the listeners are all here because they dig on like movies, B movies, the stuff we like, the stuff we talk about, right? Well, what if there was a way you could get even more,
like more,
what? more B movie awesomeness?
That would be amazing.
With some a little bit of a spice sprinkled
spicy,
into that.
Yeah,
caliente,
paprika.
Hey, well, I'm telling you what. If you're here listening, then you obviously like the same stuff we do. Well, why don't you go to YouTube on the internet and type in the search bar, type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. You can subscribe to the channel, and you'll always get our updated videos. We're always uploading new exciting stuff. Almost always. And also, you know, if you're on Facebook, go to the Creature Feature with Doc and Clowns Facebook and join the group. Then you're gonna get notifications when I put new stuff up, or when I'm lazy and Dr. Morbius, which is often, does the work, and then I upload it. You know, it's just fun for everyone.
That's a great idea. I need to do that.
Go ahead and do that right now. It's fun for the whole family. In fact, here, pause the show, go do that, and then sign up, subscribe, tell your friends, because obviously you all travel in the same circles as us.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, man. Get some listeners. Get some viewers.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm traveling in a circle and going nowhere.
You spin me right round, baby. Right round. Like a record, baby. Right round, round, round.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Won't you?
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockihar out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, at the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable.
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Step aside, Sinbad. Watch out, Star Wars. Here comes the Master of the Flying Guillotine, the ultimate action fantasy. A legend, he battled the warriors from beyond time with weaponry beyond imagination. See the Monkey Man. See the Arena of Death. See the Challenge of the Inferno, the Tornado of Knives, the Fighting Magician with the 18-foot arms, and see the Master of the Flying Guillotine. Filmed in Super Cinevision from Seymour Bordy & Associates. Rated R.
All right, we're back. Yes, remember us?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember us. We've been gone so long. That's okay, though.
That's okay. It's all about the music.
Boy, rain, go away. Come back another day,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks. Every day is like pouring rain. It'll be fine for a long time. But
I love it, though. I love the rain. Oh, my God, it can rain every day.
My grass loves it, too. It's like 8 feet high.
I know. I haven't mowed the grass because I couldn't.
Oh, but I got to tell you what happened. I forgot about this. I didn't remember now.
Go ahead.
One of the good things is, of course, your grass grows with flora and fauna. That's beautiful. Then you have to cut it. Okay, that's fine. The other bad thing about the rain and the excessive rain is that it forces, like, critters to come inside your
house.
It
sure does.
Okay. Go to the garage a couple of days ago, right?
The wood spider the size of a small guinea pig.
Kinda. So I go in the garage and I'm like, you know, walking around looking around. I look down, I see something there. It's about the size of a silver dollar, and I go, oh, what's that? It was one of those big old spiders, and it was like dead.
The first time you see one, you go white. Trust me. Florida has wood spiders, they call them.
Is that what they are?
These things, they're gigantic. And you look at them, you're like, oh, my God. And then when you kill it, it shrivels up to the size of, like, nothing. And you're like, huh, that's weird. But, yeah. Oh.
And all those critters come in, and they come in where they're not supposed to come in. And I don't know how they got in there. But he was dead. I guess he, like, went in there and, like...
Maybe he came in to commit Harry Carey.
Yeah, or something like that. I hope he didn't go there and commit to eating my books. Because I've found that, like, I'm bagging every one of them now and taking them out. But I have, like, a lot of comics in the garage. And these old comic books, not the regular ones, but the ones that are the giant-sized ones that had the glued spines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little buggies got in, and they killed a few good ones into the little rat bastards.
I know.
But I can rebuy them. If I'm really that, like, pissed, I can go buy them for, like, $10 on eBay, postage paid. So I'm not
gonna die. Yeah, you should sell yours for $4.
Yeah, there
you go. All right, let's go to music one more time. What do you want to do? Out of Sights or Hula Girls?
What do we just do? What did we do last? We do the opposite now. Let's do Out of Sights.
Want to do Out of Sights one more time? All right. Don't worry. You're going to be hearing both of those bands early and often because we love them. But here is the Out of Sights. So they're out of sight.
I hate spiders, man.
Yeah, I hate spiders,
especially big ones.
Yeah.
Light. Growing. Dimmer. Can't. Breathe. Beam me up, God. We'll be right back.
If I could change the past to folks. Mama's wrong again.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
All right. Mama's right. Mama's right.
Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
It's okay to fight back. Coach Klein said I could. Mr. Coach Klein said I could. It's fine, fellas.
All right, that was three more from the Out of Sights. I think those guys have some more stuff floating around. I'm going to have to go out and make sure I get...
They have more CDs?
I think so, yeah. I know they have more music. I don't know how many are out commercially. I saw they... I think it was the Out of Sights just had released a 45 as well.
Is this on the label that you...
No, I just found them, you know.
We just go. How did you find them on Facebook? How did you know to find the Out of Sights on
Facebook? Well, actually, like what happened was I was at Spin Out Records, which is just an indie record label that prints up a couple of records, you know, and puts them out. And I found these guys, and I saw the vinyl, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Okay.
And I just clicked on YouTube.
Oh, the splatter vinyl.
Yeah, the splatter vinyl. I was like, that's kind of neat looking. So I went out to YouTube and heard a couple of clips from them, and I was like, oh, yeah, these guys rock, you know. So I went out and I bought the albums, and then, of course, it came with a download code, and it was the rest is history.
That's right.
So, very cool.
Or Kistery.
All right. That's about it. We're ready to wrap it up for this week. Where does our time go? Where did the time go? We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we look forward to bringing you more glorious, awesome independent music, which reminds me, if you have an indie band you want played, contact us at zenbone@hotmail.com and say something like, our cool band, and we'll check you out. That's it for this week. We will see you all next week. Same time, same channel.